Hey there, my name is Shane Craddock and this is the Inner Edge podcast where I share a different take on how to lead and live a sustainable high-performance life. Over the course of different episodes, I'm going to challenge the belief that tension, stress and struggle are essential to success and creativity. My experience is that there's an easier way, there's a better way, and indeed there's an essential way that we need to explore for the times that we live in. So let's go ahead, let's jump in and explore. Hi there, welcome to today's episode on The Inner Edge with myself, Shane Craddock. Today, we are looking at balanced success and better productivity. And I think this idea came from over the last 3 weeks, I was trying something new with a couple of clients where the people who are very interested in the inner game in terms of relation to business and leadership, they're two people that I guess would have achieved a lot of success in the relative fields and industries. But I wanted to kind of try and help create a space to get them to go deeper, to maybe see things slightly differently. So they're both busy people. And, you know, there were a lot of people hanging out with them, trying to take their time and attention. So the game was to come to me where I live in Wicklow in Ireland and to spend 24 hours with me. Now, not literally every second with me, because that would be scary for them. but to come close to where I live, to stay at a hotel close by, to go off grid and be unavailable to everybody else, everybody in their business, their customers, suppliers, and their family, to have no distractions. And all with a view to creating some inner space so that they can kind of go deeper into, I guess, some of the key principles that I would be rattling on about. And out of both of those different experiences for two different people came, I was very happy with the experiment because it worked. It actually worked a little bit better than I even hoped it would. So because both of them experienced a higher level of thinking, quality of thinking, where they both would have had insights or breakthrough ideas that you would say will lead to high changes in terms of productivity across their business and lives. But logically, on the outside looking in, you would have thought that would seem like a waste of time. And so what I want to talk about here is that taking a more balanced approach to your life is a much more productive way of working and living. And it's pretty much the opposite of the way the world is working at the moment. And I think what's happening to me, what I see happening, and I'm going to talk to some of the metrics and maybe direct you to an interesting report that came out over recent months from Gallup, very respected organization. But before I get to that, taking a step back, I remember years ago, this is probably 20 years ago, where I was starting to work initially as a consultant and a coach, and I was working with a lot of entrepreneurs. And I remember pitching for work with a business, and I didn't get the work. And I remember going to look for feedback when I asked why. They were very direct, which is brilliant. And they just said, look, the reason I didn't get it was because I was an advocate for balanced success. And they didn't want somebody coming in talking about balance. And I just started laughing. And I thought, okay, well, that's fair enough. Because if that's what you think I was trying to say, then probably better off we don't work together. But it was interesting that what I thought was a plus, they took as a minus. But it was also an education for me in terms of language and maybe timing. Because they interpreted when I inquired what they thought I meant by balanced success, well, 9 to 5. That's not what I meant. What I meant was more taking a kind of a holistic approach to success where you look at your entire life, that you've got good energy, that you're engaged in meaningful work, that you're making progress on the goals that matter most, the priorities that matter most across your work and your life. Because from my perspective, what I've seen myself in my own life and with clients is that if you take a holistic approach, you get a more rounded human being, a happier human being. And a happier human being is much more productive and actually much more creative, and it's a much more sustainable model. Now, for example, I'm actually recording this particular podcast on a Saturday morning. Sometimes people get surprised, say, what, you're working late or you're working on a Saturday or Sunday? Sometimes I'll work on a Saturday or Sunday if I have to, but I still feel like I'm balanced. Does it mean sometimes I get tired? Yeah, of course, but not burnt out. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out in the future because things can happen. But overall, I'd say I'm balanced and I'll get tested with that. But I just feel, well, I've got one life, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. I can use my time whatever way I want. So if it means I'm taking time out on a Wednesday afternoon, well, then yeah, I might have to balance it up with a little bit of work over the weekend. So the point is, I'm in control of my time and I'm in control of my life. Now, the report that I was going to direct you to is the Gallup organization's 2023 report on the workplace, or the state of the workplace, I think is actually what it's called. You can find it very quickly just by a Google search, but it's worth having a look at. But the stats are not particularly encouraging for business leaders or for the model of business and work that we seem to have in the Western world. Some of the top line things that they're pointing out, and this has been consistent for the last few years, that burnout is now at an epidemic level. It's an epidemic level. That's a strong phrase. That's the phrase they use. Worker stress levels are historically high. 72% of people are disengaged or in a mode of quiet quitting, a phrase that emerged during the pandemic. 72%. Now, there's lots more interesting stats than that, but essentially what you'll take as an overall view of, I think, is, well, hang on, our model for how we run business and work is not fit for purpose anymore. And most people are busy. If you think about yourself, maybe you're different, but I find most people I deal with, they're busy doing things that don't really move the dial. And it's so tempting to do that, to get the short hit of email or feeling like you're busy or jumping onto social media or making a phone call or going into a meeting or having a longer meeting than you should have, jumping into a Slack channel, communicating with people on LinkedIn, getting into LinkedIn, scrolling LinkedIn, looking at, you know, it's just, you can feel that you're busy doing things, but actually nothing is really, the dial isn't moving. And fundamentally, people are really busy-minded. As a result, they're tired, fatigued, they're stressed, and they're unbalanced. So they're, if you say balanced success, I think most people want that intrinsically. And for me, that's one of the reasons that I put out this podcast, is to try and provoke thought that there is a better way, there's a different way. I think we're at an interesting dynamic right now, as I'm recording this in March 2024, where we see a lot of companies pushing for employees to get back to the workplace full-time. And some of it's driven by an apparent need for improved productivity. Some of it's driven by cultural impact, which I think is probably more valid. And I think for me personally at the moment, I would be on the fence if I think it's a hybrid situation where at least you got to be in the office for part of the time, because the cultural impact and learning impact at all levels is very high. But I don't think you need to be there all the time. And when you're not there, I actually think if you use that time wisely, and that's kind of what I'm looking at here, is that you can really enhance your productivity if you don't allow yourself to get distracted in the way that most people are, addicted to technology, and that's really the source of distraction. But really, it's down to having a busy, busy mind. And so I'd often say to my clients, and particularly we're in the middle of running one of my foundational programs called Mindshift, which is really about this, which is challenging the model for the way that we work and live today, because for me, it's radically out of date. And as I mentioned there with Gallup, the metrics are telling us that it's out of date. And I think that that's because we're still working with this old industrial age productivity model, which is 9-to-5 based. I need to see you, you know, to think that you're being productive. And so because that's there as almost as a fear, then we kind of get caught up with, oh, I've got to be seen to be busy, even though, but that's taking me away from real, meaningful, deep work. You know, how many widgets am I creating per hour? How many actions am I getting done? If I can at least seem like I'm busy by replying to people on email and sending stuff to people on email, then they'll at least see that I'm doing something, not realizing that that is maybe a waste of your time and also wasting their time and creating more noise, because then people reply to emails and then there's emails on emails. And should we get lost on that? What a waste of time. So I think we have to ask, like, what is balanced success to you? And maybe more importantly, what is productivity? And we live in an age where increasingly there's more and more people who are what you would call knowledge workers. And I think the danger with something like productivity is we all have different definitions for it. And if you're a leader, I think it's worth considering what's your definition, because that will reflect in how you interact with the people around you. I think if you say, well, look, we want to increase productivity, most people inside will go, oh no, that means I'm going to work longer hours, I'm going to work harder. which is not what I mean. Now, some people might say, yeah, well, it really means working smarter. But I think working smarter has become a slogan that has no depth to it. People say it, but they do the opposite. They don't really know where to start. And they're not, they might say that, well, that's got to work smart, but they're not actually doing it. For me, productivity, my definition, for what it's worth, is for me, it's making meaningful progress on the priorities that matter to me in my work and my life. So it's meaningful progress. So really, it's progress on priority outcomes. It's not based on my output. If I'm looking just at output, I can be very, very busy, but not really doing quality work. I think if there's priority outcomes, quality has to come into it. And as I was speaking to a few people recently where they're noticing more and more, even with their teams, that while they're getting stuff done, the quality is going down. And that indicates a problem with the model for how we think about our work and our lives. Now, if I go back to my two clients, really what I was doing, part of what I was doing was slowing them down so that they could kind of go deeper, go into a more relaxed mind. In a relaxed mind, when we're having a conversation about their mind and their thinking in relation to their work and their life, it means that they're more present, which means that they can listen better. And then they can also access a higher level of thinking within themselves, higher than even strategic thinking. Because very often people say, yeah, well, okay, I'm more operational, I need to get more strategic, which is true. That's very important. And most leaders struggle with that because they're just making the time, which indicates, again, a problem with the model. But I think there's another level above strategic, which is you kind of almost switch off the business, switch off your life, and allow your mind to almost kind of go into neutral. And when it's a neutral, you're allowing the inner conditions for really high-level creative thought that can allow that once those ideas come in, almost like a breakout idea, a breakthrough idea, those ideas can allow for huge productivity gains because they're going to mean significant, sometimes transformational change. As an aside, one of the people that I brought down for this kind of off-grid experiment or experience had said to me that early on, they said, look, I was asking, what are you thinking now? They said, I've got these guilty thoughts about doing what we're doing. I'm kind of half thinking, I hope nobody sees me, because part of what we're doing, I was out, we went for a walk in different places, then we're back in the office, then we took a break, then they did some reading, and they were thinking, God, if my team could see me now, what would they be thinking? And they had guilty thoughts about that. And that's interesting in terms of, it just reflects the person's belief about how they're using the time. But by the end of the 24 hours, their belief had changed around the value of what we were doing. Because they got some really precious insights, as I said, about some high value changes to make. And also in terms of just their appreciation and ability to enjoy their journey and their success. One of them said to me it was the most productive use of their time in months, and they were still confused as to why that was. But I think the penny was starting to drop. So for you listening to this, what's one thing you really want to do? What's something really important that maybe you're putting off? Maybe it's something that's really important in a work. Maybe this week you could block off some hours and just do it. But block off the hours properly. Get away from people. Get away from distractions. Turn off your tech. Maybe even just lock your tech away. And maybe it's just to sit and think. You know, just sit and actually clear your mind and think. And not let the inner voice stop you from, you know, this is a waste of time. You shouldn't be doing this. You need to be busy writing stuff, being seen to be busy. More and more, I think we're going to see people talking about this kind of approach. And maybe if you want to take it up an extra level, maybe over the next month, consider going off grid for 24 hours, just like I did there with those clients, and just take time out. Deliberately go off grid, allow your mind to kind of go into free flow, neutral mode, and just think. I think the reality is that most people, it's too easy now to get caught up with superficial actions that, for me, they're a bit like eating fast food. They can give you a hit. They might be tasty in the moment, but they just don't have that proper nourishment. They don't have the satisfaction of proper food, a proper meal. And that's kind of what I'm pointing to when I talk about balanced success and higher level productivity. So let's keep focusing on striving for better, which, you know, hopefully will lead to thriving, and consider what I'm saying about balance success and making time for higher level thinking, which will lead to much more, radically much more productive impact in your work and your life. That's it for this week. Ciao for now.